chance that he might be a little bit overwhelmed to play because he hasn't played yet on Philippe Chatrier this year. And that's a big one for him.
Well, that was a very late call at love 40 on an ace from Rybakina, which the umpire has overruled anyway.
So it is an ace, and it's 15-40. Still two break points opportunity for Paolini here in this final set.
It's a very strange late call, given the fact it was wrong.
Almost, he did it again.
Almost hits the same
mark.
Don't know what this one
this
was.
This one is out.
Second serve, 15-40. Still two break points, Paolini. She comes right up to the baseline to hit the second serve on the backhand to the forehand of Rybakina, which has been up and down all the way through this match. That's a good one. Pushes Paolini back, backhand cross court from Rybakina. In she comes at the net. Good volley. It's short, but Paolini gets there, though. She's going to get a chance to put a second one away. She nets a forehand. Mid-court. Wow, that could come back to haunt her.
Well, I think that the ball really bounced funny. I think it hit the line, and she kind of at the last second had to readjust to hit that forehand cross court. Unfortunately, stayed right on the tape and on her side, but that is a big one because she had it on the rope. And again, Rybakina now facing only one more break point.
Rybakina did pretty well to get a racket on that first passing shot, get the ball into court, but she was a sitting duck at the net. She'll get a first serve again here because that first serve was a let. She gets another ball from the ball boy. She serves down the tee in the forehand inside out on the return from Paolini. It's way behind the baseline as she plays the ball with height, with spin, to the backhand of Rybakina, who changes it up down the line. Now she goes forehand cross court. Paolini cross court with a forehand of her own, and the forehand in the net from Rybakina. It wasn't there to hit, really. And she's broken.
Yeah, it really is really strange for her to change direction so quickly and not really going through the process. Because, again, she's off balance when she's making contact with this forehand.
She wasn't behind the ball. She didn't really have a chance of making that. It would have been very unlikely. So Paolini strikes first in the third set. She leads by a game to love with a break. Lindsay says, do you go on site for the US Open? If so, I'd love to say hi. I work on the World feed since 2013. Well, maybe Sophie knows her.
Yeah, well, what's your name?
Lindsay.
I know Lindsay.
Yeah.
Lindsay, of course. Hey. So.
Thanks for listening.
Well, Simon, do you work? I do go
to the US Open, but not on the commentary side.
Of course, Lindsay, we've worked together.
Very good.
Wonderful. Yeah, she's actually, I believe it is, she's definitely, she's doing all her stats for the World Feed. She's been wonderful.
Excellent.
Shout out to you.
The important people behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we come across as knowledgeable, the help of all those people. Good start from Paolini with a big forehand. Lizzie in Utah says, I'm really hoping Dibinor wins tonight. Then I'll be happy whoever wins the whole thing. Well, it's going to be a first-time Roland Garros champion on the men's side, which is quite exciting.
We haven't said that in many years.
No, thanks to a couple of people, one in particular. From Paolini, backhand return onto the sideline from Rybakina, who then goes right up the line. Much better backhand, beautiful shot, straight past Paolini. No chance for her to get that. 15-all. Red Sox Devil says, yeah, if Paolini gets to the top 10, it'll be a lifetime goal for any player. And she probably knows that with grass coming up, not her best surface, it might be her first chance for a while, or her last chance for a while. Better first serve from Paolini, a bit more on it, but the return's good and the forehand goes long from the Italian, and it's 15-30. Been plenty of ups and downs in this match so far, and there could well be a lot more. Paolini serves onto the service line. Turn from Rybakina goes into the backhand corner. The second one's a better shot, but that's good from Paolini. But again, she's at full stretch. Rybakina just playing sensibly to backhand. Then she goes up the line with the backhand, opens the court. Forehand up the line is away for a winner.
So she waited a little bit more, on the exchange, backhand to backhand, before going and changing the direction down the line. She waited until the ball was a little shorter because Paolini was having such great depth during the point until just one slightly shorter and Rybakina attacking down the line, then finishing with a forehand. That's more like it for Rybakina. Two breakback points here.
Yeah, a lot more patience from Rybakina in that point. then unloaded on the forehand in the end. It's given her these two break points, and does it only needs one because the forehand goes astray from Paolini.
And one
and
shot.
We're back.
Yeah, serve. Sorry, Simon. One shot we haven't seen from the racket of Paolini for a while is the drop shot.
Yeah.
Really think that this is a key shot, especially the way that she's playing. She's really aggressive with her forehand, going around the backhand, creating opportunities, and playing so deep. So really the run to the drop shots will be coming from way far behind the baseline.
Yeah, we've only seen one drop shot actually since we took over coverage just at the beginning of the second set, and that was from Paolini, and it was a winner, so you'd think she would use that more often.
That's a great attack during this rally from Paolini, being very quick on her feet to hit that backhand cross court shorter, which was very well done, and Rybakina not able to really go towards the bounce of that ball. Unfortunately, that ball kept going away from her on the cross court.
Of course, it's not easy to hit drop shots when the ball's being hit hard and flat at you. Good
it's
kick
easier,
serve.
Actually.
Well, depends how hard.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like a bullet. That's a good forehand from Paolini and pulls Rybakina way out of position. She's got a slow forehand to wait for her, and she puts it away.
Again, very tempered, very well gauged, that forehand, waiting until that ball dropped a little bit as it was coming high from the racket, and retrieval skill from Rybakina.
Trouble
she's
again.
Pretty calm when you think about it, but trouble again, you're right, love 30.
Yeah, she's
seems
calm.
Like everybody's having a lot of trouble holding this opening two games at least.
That'll help because that's a huge first serve. Oh, gets back, well got back by Paolini, drive volley from Rybakina. Paolini had a look at a pass, but put it in the net. Yeah, you mean with drop shots, it's easier to hit off a flat ball because of the spin, lack of spin.
Yeah, the lack of spin, not only that, when the ball comes hard, you're just making opposition to the ball when you hit a drop shot. So yeah. As opposed to that, if the ball comes slower, you have to actually follow through slightly bit. Yeah. And if you follow through too much, it's too deep.
Yeah.
So you get hurt because it's now becoming a lofty shot.
Yeah, drop short. Shot off a slice is not easy at all. Backhand pass from Paolini is Rybakina comes forward and plays a beautiful forehand volley short on the angle. She's got a lovely technique on that volley.
She does. She does have good feel at the net. We've seen it in the past from Rybakina. The only thing is obviously not playing many doubles, which is too bad. I think doubles is such help for any player, especially if you play deep in the tournament in doubles.
30-all from Love 30. Good return at the feet of Rybakina, who plays the half volley and then misses the backhand into the tram lines, and it's break back point, or break point again for a third straight break in this set.
And again, the ball hit by Paolini, such incredible depth. She's just not letting Rybakina being able to attack.
Chance for Paolini to move ahead in this third set. Rybakina serves. Good one out wide on the tee. Paolini just runs across, hoists it back into play, but the forehand goes wide and wild from Rybakina, and Paolini moves ahead again. Italian leads 2-1.
She's closing in Rybakina on 30 unforced on the forehand side. I don't wish her to have three more. She's at 27, but oh boy, this has been such an off day for the Kazakh. Credit to really the play also of the Italian, the movement of the Italian. And this is what I love about tennis, that there is no size in tennis. It doesn't matter. You're 5'4", you're 6 foot tall, you're still able to compete. I mean, that doesn't happen really when, you know, in boxing, for example. No. It would be impossible. But it's great. It's great to see. And there are advantages and disadvantages, obviously. The one really advantage is the movement. She's so much closer to the ground that the movement is spectacular. Speaking of movement, how about the movement of Alex de Minaur? Is Alex de Minaur the fastest guy on tour?
I mean, it has to be.
That's why it's going to be probably a problem, Simon, with Zverev, because Zverev is going to see a lot of balls coming back.
Certainly is. Just to go back to the three-set thing I was talking about with Peyton Stearns playing the most three-setters by percentage of her matches, minimum 50 matches played since 2017. She's 52%. Andreescu third at 43. Paolini has played 9 three-set matches in 2024, so this is her 10th. So she's used to these kind of battles.
How many did she win?
She's used to coming through. That I don't know. We need
yes,
Lindsay here. That's what we need.
No, I'm going to get that in
we'll
2 seconds.
It.
You watch.
But she's used to going the distance. She's used to playing tough matches. But, of course, this is up against Rybakina, a Grand Slam champion who's been here before to this stage. She knows how to deal with the occasion. It's just a case of producing her best tennis when she needs it. So far, it's been in and out for the former Wimbledon champion. 2-1, Paolini leads. Second serve, really short. Rybakina just stands there and hits a forehand, not that much on it. Then starts to wind up the big flat forehand cross court. Better forehand from Paolini. And the forehand goes long from Rybakina.
I guess she's 3-5
okay.
In deciders this year.
Must be before this week, is it?
Yeah, that is before this week.
Before this
correct.
Tournament. But she's a battler, we know that. We've been watching her all the way. Serve at 15, love. Just play, rolls the ball into court for the first one. Then has to move way behind the baseline because the backhand from Rybakina was really good. And the backhand flies just wide from Paolini. 15-0. Message from John. Hi, guys. Loving this coverage. Radio Roland Garros is like a good friend in the night here in Australia. I'll come to the rest of his message in a minute. From Adelaide. Thank you, John. First serve is wide from Paolini. Ball boy just scampers forward to get the ball, gets back to his mark. Time for Paolini to go again. Second serve is kicked in and the backhand is... tried to be aggressive to Rybakina, but didn't catch much of the backhand. And now she's at full stretch on the defensive.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 12 local time, broadcasting live from Paris and bringing you ball by ball commentary, exclusive interviews and all the very latest news.
Coming forward, backhand up the line from Rybakina, just wide, slightly off balance, 30-15.
And Rybakina is 12-2 this year in the deciders, so much better, obviously, stat for her.
She's been having a good year, absolutely, very consistent when she's healthy.
Yeah, that is the asterisk right there, when she's healthy.
Big three in women's game, sort of pulled away a little bit, but then... Coco Gauff getting in the mix as well. Now ranked three. Much better backhand up the line from Rybakina. Puts it away. 30-0.
So she's 4-5 really, Paolini, over the year with this tournament here.
Yeah.
With winning, obviously, against Andreescu in three. Oh, no. And also with Avanesyan. So she's 5-5. She's a 50% player winning. So that's good.
It
and probably
good.
Winning those last two.
Feeling good about things.
Yes.
2-1, 30-all, Paolini serves. Trying to get to the body, into the body of Rybakina, but she gets out of the way and hits a backhand. Forehand from Rybakina back down the line behind Paolini. Now she's at full stretch, all the backhand. Oh, great backhand on the angle from Rybakina. Drop shot from Rybakina as Paolini gets there, but nets.
Ooh, good stretch, though, from both players. Good movement from Rybakina to get to kind of like a shorter ball. It was not really a drop shot. I think she was just retrieving that ball with the backhand, Paolini, and had no way to hit it any deeper. But good move and great touch once again. We talk about Rybakina coming forward to the net, having great touch on the volley, but she did also on that drop shot cross court. Absolutely amazing angle.
Yeah, really soft.
Paolini
soft
almost
hands.
Finished in the chair. Chair and pipe.
Really soft hands from Rybakina to play that little angle on the backhand. And it's given her a break point. She's got a second serve to look at. And it is on the forehand. Oh, she goes after it, slaps it into the bottom of the net.
That's exactly the way that she did it. Slapped it in the bottom of the net. Went from high to low on her motion. Her coach is signing her to calm down, to slow down the things. I'm like, well, sure, that's exactly the way she plays. Why do you slow down when you hit the ball so flat?
Maybe just trying to slow down their emotions.
Maybe. Well, what emotions?
Back to juice. Sure, they're inside. It's happening inside. You just can't see it from the outside. I think. Second serve at juice. Paolini. Serves. It spins and sits up for a big forehand return from Rybakina, who can come forward on her back forehand. Doesn't get any depth, though, and the backhand pass scorches past her. Paolini has game point.
And the reaction of Paolini after that point, magnificent, looking at a box across from her, and the fist bump. So excited about that pass, and she should be, because that was a beauty.
Yeah, she hit it really flat, actually. It was past Rybakina before she knew anything about it. Game point for a 3-1 lead. Berlina just takes a moment, moves away from the baseline and then back to her mark. Serves, trying to change it up down the tee. Rybakina waits, rocks side to side, moves forward. Hits the backhand straight down the middle, not with that much on it, not that much conviction. Paolini goes long with a backhand and then punches her fist towards where she should have hit it in her mind. Didn't get the angles right. Back to juice. Becoming an important game, this.
They're all looking very important to me at this stage. Oh, especially for Paolini, because she takes the lead every time and gets broken back.
Yep. Two, one, juice. Paolini serves.
Late call. Deep in the box. It'll be a second serve here. Watch what Rybakina is going to do. Not that close to the baseline.
She's moving her feet well, though. And she goes after a forehand cross court. She's sort of shortish on the flat angle. Now she goes with more depth. Better shot from Paolini as she pushes Rybakina out of position and then finds the sideline with a backhand up the line.
I mean, that was, I think, right in the corner.
Yeah.
He hit the line from the back end of Paolini. And that is such a play at this stage of the match. 2-1, 40-all. Yep, she got the little corner. Absolutely incredible under the eyes of President of the French Federation sitting in the front. I believe Jean Moreton with Virginia Ruzicci, former champion here in singles and doubles.
Game point again. Good serve. Sliced back this time by it from Rybakina. She moves quickly across to her forehand. Oh, wipes the back of the baseline with a massive forehand down the line.
Wow. They won it. Both of them won that game pretty badly. Back to deuce.
That was a much better forehand from Rybakina. She's missed plenty. But when she gets the radar right, pretty devastating. Back to deuce.
I think if I'm not mistaken, sorry, Simon, there was like a ninth winner for the forehand for about 27 enforced.
Yeah.
Rybakina.
Juice, first serve. To the backhand of Rybakina, who turns straight down the middle again. Trying to open up the angles as she moves with the forehand down the line. Full stretch backhand from Paolini, gets great depth on it. She's back in it. There's the drop shot from Paolini. In comes Rybakina. It's not a good drop shot. The forehand's away. And it's break point again.
Yeah, not exactly the good timing, because Rybakina was not far behind the baseline, had plenty of time to get to it and to eventually really hit a beautiful on-the-run forehand cross-court winner. I think now she's at 10, double-digit on the winners.
It's picking
forehand.
Up. Things are looking up.
Uh-huh. 11th point in this game.
Serve down the tee. Return from Rybakina at full stretch. Then her next forehand catches the tape. Gives Paolini time to set up on a forehand. And it gives her the point as Rybakina slides into a forehand but can't control it.
It's really when the cross-court, shorter cross-court ball that Paolini is hitting that it's really hurting Rybakina, because she's not moving towards the ball diagonally to close in and really cut the angle. She keeps sliding side to side, and that is not the right footwork.
Yeah, exactly. She's not behind the ball. She's not in the right position to hit it. Gets stuck sometimes, but when she's in position, the forehand is good. Backhand behind Paolini from Rybakina. Now she gets the chance to go the other way and must have got the edge of the line. Cross court.
Oh, Paolini can't believe it.
She's going to erase
the mark.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was a great shot. Short on the angle, flat.
Very petite margin.
Exactly.
But as we know, you know, from Rybakina, it's not like anything new.
No, she does play to the margins. She's got herself another break point here.
The third.
Chance to level up at 2-all. Backhand return is good and pushes Paolini back, and she just hoists a high moon ball almost to get herself back in position. Rybakina does the same on the backhand side. Paolini tries to do the same, but Rybakina takes it early and whips the forehand inside in.
Do you believe it? Just impossible to hold serve in this third set.
Four breaks in a row. But that was good from Rybakina because she spotted the second moon ball from Paolini quickly and attacked it, took it early. Took away the time that Paolini would have had to recover. And we're back on serve at two games apiece. Now, Erica says, I'll be at the US Open at the start of the tournament for 3 days with my Aussie friend Paul, who I used to play tennis with in Edinburgh and Santorini when we were a lot younger. I'll be looking out for you. Well, I hope to see you there, Erica. Thank you. There's an ace. Ace number 8 for Rybakina to open this fifth game. She needs a few of those. She usually hits plenty. Been few and far between in this last half an hour or so. Serves down the tee. Fine return into the backhand corner from Paolini, who waits as Rybakina plays the ball to her forehand, and then she unloads on a big forehand of her own up the line.
Again, the acceleration of just a racket hit at impact from Paolini. Always in the air when she's hitting the balls most of the time, just because of her height. She has to try to get to the height of the ball as well.
Rybakina didn't expect that kind of forehand from Paolini. 15 all, second serve.
Ooh, sun's brighting. Bright, yeah. Very bright. All of a sudden.
Kick serve is taken early by Paolini. Again, both feet off the ground, but this time she can't control it. Backhand inside out goes flying wide. It's 30-15. Please keep your tweets and emails coming. We'd love to have catch up and find out what you're up to while you're listening. At @radio_RG on Twitter. Email frenchopenradio@fft.fr. Paolini waits and returns miles behind the baseline but can't get the return back into play, and it's 40-15. Wow. Paolini berates herself.
What do you say? This could be a holder serve.
Yeah. Rybakina and Ebden through to the semis of the men's doubles, Aussie Open champions. Rybakina into her service rhythm. Takes the pace off, goes out wide on the angle for another ace.
Yep, that's
and
two.
And it is a hold.
Two in this game, and it is a hold. First hold of serve since the beginning of this third set. Now, Paolini is going to have to respond and try to do the same. Of course, a little bit more difficult as the serve of Paolini, not as strong as Rybakina, but in the first set, it was stronger than Rybakina without any doubt.
But it's losing. A hold.
Yeah.
It's a hold, and she's ahead.
I cannot believe, like, losing 1 point only on our serve.
Very strange.
Yeah.
John's been back in touch because I haven't finished reading his email. And as he says, thanks for reading out a sentence, but the main bit of the email was down below. But, of course, sometimes, John, we get caught up in trying to commentate on the tennis. And I can't read everything quick enough. He says, I grant you're a bit tied up right now, but I'll go back to it. He says, I once played a real tennis in Oxford with a long playing area and sloping roofs at the side you could hit the ball onto before dropping into what was like a courtyard area. So courtyard, court, is this the origin of the term tennis court? Sophie's shaking her head at me. We don't know for sure. That's the answer.
No, the origin of tennis is jeu de pomme.
No, the origin of the word court.
Oh.
Tennis court.
Court, hold on.
You sure it's not from court, as in regal terms?
That's a good one. Oh, this, I don't remember.
We'll have to ask Chris Bowers later. We'll find out for you. So,
I know the serve.
Serve?
You know where the serve comes from?
No.
Well, it used to be in the time where it was played, tennis was played on the lawn in France, the king and queens, and the serve actually was sent. A ball was served in the court by a servant. That's how it came from. Service.
Uh-huh. Flashing forehand. Cross court from Paolini to open the first point of her service.
I don't think Boris Becker would have wanted to have that.
No.
He'd want to just use the ball and serve it himself.
Just give me the ball. Two or John McEnroe wouldn't have had that. Paolini trying to hold serve for the first time in this third set. Took the first set 6-2. Rybakina hit back. 6-4 in the second. It's now effectively on serve in the third, but we've had four breaks of the five games. Rybakina in charge at 3-2. Paolini misses the backhand and it's 15-all.
I have a question for you. You know where the term love in tennis comes from?
From oeuf, the shape of the
yeah,
ball?
Yeah, because in France, when they were saying 40 love, it would be 40 l'œuf. because the luff means egg, and that was the shape of the zero.
Yeah.
But the English heard luff. Love, and for them, it was love.
Yeah, and then you have all the jokes about love meaning nothing in tennis. As Rybakina tries to push her advantage in this set, she plays a slower backhand to the backhand of Paolini, who flats it out really good depth, and the backhand from Rybakina goes wide.
And that's what she's been able to do, and the reason that she's still on the court right now and really, really hurting Rybakina is just the depth from the Italian throughout this match. It's been absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it's given her a 30-15 lead in this sixth game. 3-2, Rybakina, number four seed, leads. Forehand return from Rybakina is mishit right onto the baseline. Paolini has to adjust her footwork to get back in position. Now inside-out forehand from Rybakina, backhand to the backhand of Paolini. She's hitting that flat backhand with such amazing depth, but now it's dropped short. Oh, Rybakina tries to hit a bit more spin and go cross-court and misses.
A message again from the racket of Rybakina.
There's a semi-final coming up in the mixed doubles on Court Simon Mathieu between Shea Souet and Zielinski and Desiree Kravchuk and Neil Skupski. That could be an excellent match.
Well, if you've never seen Shea Souet play tennis, please hurry up to that court.
Yep. Unique is the word.
Unique is a perfect description. It's Court Simon Mathieu, as you mentioned.
Couple of game points for Paolini. Short second serve gets hammered by Rybakina, but Paolini gets a racket to it. It's back in court. Another big forehand from Rybakina. She's going to have to hit a smash. She should put it away and yep. does. Very solid overhead.
Yeah, good push from Rybakina. Last time she was at 40-15 was on her service game. Paolini earlier, I should say, in the second set, had a chance for a 4-3 and a 5-3 lead. 4-3, 40-15, missed out on it. That's why we're still here.
Still game point, though, to Paolini. 40-30, backhand return cross-court from Rybakina. Rybakina in the net from Paolini. Haven't seen her miss one of those in a long while. And it's adding pressure to the situation the Italian is in already.
Wow. It's almost like can't make this kind of mistakes. You know, it's going to catch up to you. It did in the second set.
Yeah, it's when the mistakes are coming is the key, isn't it?
Well, especially at the key moments like that.
Owen returns straight down the middle of the court from Rybakina, who's sensing her chance, perhaps, to get a break. But she nets the forehand. And she waves her racket away in disgust. Paolini urging herself on. Bundle of energy, Jasmine Paolini. Need to follow Jannik Sinner into the semi-finals here. Serve down the tee, good forehand return deep from Rybakina, and then she goes up the line with a backhand. She's going to get a chance to hit a bigger forehand. Paolini on the defence. Now she can move into the court a little bit. Forehand up the line is good though from Rybakina. Opens the court, drop shot from Rybakina. Paolini will get their volley away from on the forehand from Rybakina. Beautifully played.
And that was a fist bump from Rybakina at the end of this point. Still very slowly getting back to her position to return, to serve, should I say.
That's the first drop shot that
was.
Rybakina has hit since we took over.
Yeah, now ready to return, sorry. And this is huge for both players, but for Paolini.
Yeah.
So important for her to hold.
Pressure's on.
It's really at the net that Rybakina has been able to also make the difference.
Yeah, she's been looking
she's
to come
been
forward.
Very comfortable at the net.
Deuce serve right onto the tee from Paolini, who plays the drop shot herself, and that's going to be too good for Rybakina.
Yeah, all of a sudden they're both like, oh, we forgot about that shot. Let's do it.
It happens, doesn't it? Players do forget. They forget the things that they can do. And that was nicely done. Well chosen. Plenty of disguise. Rybakina on the back foot. Never going to make that ball. Game point. Paolini, and she holds.
Ouch.
Forehand return goes long, and it's three games apiece.
Wow.
Message from Isabel in Columbus, Mississippi. I so enjoy listening to the entertaining commentary. It's funny, though. If I was sitting next to you in the stands, I'd be shushing you. That's why we've got a big glass screen in front of us, and then we're inside, so we don't put everybody off. You can hear us in your ears if you put them in, but not through the screen. Magic of technology. So, big moment in this quarterfinal at Roland Garros, as Rebecca serves 3-3 in the third set into the net with the first serve. Second serve from the Kazakh to the backhand of Paolini, who attacks it. Ooh, massive forehand in behind Paolini from Rebecca, and then she does it again, cross court. Much more aggressive.
Yep. Well, goes with the territory if she wants to win that match, that she needs to be aggressive.
Yeah. She can't just sit there and 14, play the ball around.
14 out of 20 times she came to the net in 1 point. 14 out of 20, 70%. 0.1 at the net for Rybakina.
Serve down the tee. Paolini hacks it back on the forehand, but it's going to fly long.
That's a great serve.
Message from Madamita, which we'll read out at the change of ends on Twitter. 30 love. Rybakina serving. Goes on the angle. Doesn't quite get the angle, but the forehand up the line's a ripper.
We haven't seen a 1-2 punch since we sat down.
Yeah.
And that was one beauty from the racket of Rybakina. Of course, the serve definitely helps to put mostly first serves in the box here in this game.
That forehand up the line's been a big weapon, though. Even when it's been struggling elsewhere, she's hit a lot of winners there. Goes out wide, serve and volley from Rybakina, leaves the ball, she doesn't need to hit it, goes long, and that's a love hold, and how good must that feel for Elena Rybakina after all those breaks at the start of this third set. It's now 4-3 to the number 4 seed. Yeah, Madamita says, a friend will be in London the week before Wimbledon and would like to attend the qualifying tournament. She wants to know when the tickets go on sale and how much in advance one needs to get them and how. That's a good question. You might be able to get them already, I would say. It's a really good place to go to. It's held at what used to be the Bank of England sports ground in Roehampton, which is very near Wimbledon. And they've done a really good job of making it feel like a much bigger event than it used to. We will find... I can imagine... Give me some stories? Yeah, I bet you
Well, I qualified there, so I played qualify a couple times there. One time I did qualify, but yeah, it was just a big park with a ton of courts and not much else.
Yeah.
And now it's becoming kind of a pre-tournament feel.
It is. And of course, in time, if Wimbledon get the planning through, which we should hear about later on this summer, then Wimbledon will start to develop the land across the road from the championships, which is the old golf course, which they own, which they brought back from having loaned it out and leased it out. And probably in the next decade or so, we'll start to see the qualifying event held there. It'll take some time, but when it happens, that will be very good.
Yeah, that would be very, very good, because you don't really feel that you're in a tournament.
No.
You know, when you feel really that you're playing another tournament.
Okay, tickets for qualifying for Wimbledon will be available from Monday the 3rd of June, so that's already 2 days ago, for pre-purchase at £15 from the qualifying ticket shop. First return goes long from Rybakina. You can also buy a small number of tickets on the gate each day, so that might be actually the best way to go, because you don't get too many people going down there. But that's the best way to do it. You can find the information on the Wimbledon website. That's the best thing to do. As Paolini serves at 15 love, 3-4. Forehand cross court from Rybakina. She doesn't even move to hit the forehand from Paolini because it flies up the line.
Yeah, talk about the return. The forehand down the line for both players been really paying dividends.
Yeah.
By the way, the last service game at with the love hold for Rybakina was the first one of the match.
Good time to do it. Paolini, forehand up the line, not with that much power as she was on the defensive. Rybakina slides into a forehand. Now she's going to have to get across to another one. That's a good effort by her to get back in position. Paolini pulling her all over the place. Forehand slice from Rybakina down the line. Backhand up the line on the run from Rybakina. Was never looking like it was going to make it. It drifts wide.
Well, she was pushed throughout the whole point here. I'm like shocked that she was able to even bring back some of those cross-court forehands from Paolini. And now, well, you know what? If you can't do it, I can do it too. She's trying to hold it low.
Yeah, exactly. Serve out wide, backhand returns. Good though from Rybakina. Ooh, hacked back well by Paolini. Drop shot from Rybakina. The backhand from Paolini was perhaps going long, but it was straight at Rybakina and she stuck her racket out, couldn't do anything with it. And that is back-to-back love holds and we're at 4-all.
It's crazy how this match is finishing here. I have absolutely no clue how and who's going to take it.
Nope.
I don't think anybody does.
Especially the players.
Keeps going back and forth. It's like, oh yeah, she's got the advantage. Oh no, she doesn't anymore.
Kate says, good morning. Finally listening again from Cincinnati after 2 days in travel weather purgatory. It took almost 48 hours to get home from Jeju in Korea. I love Elena, but quietly cheering for Jasmine. What a season she's having. She brings so much joy with her. That's right. She's having an amazing season and she's not far off a place in the semi-finals here at Roland Garros, but that's an ace from Rybakina. 10th ace for the number 4 seed. She bounces the ball onto her foot and it squeaks away and she has to pick up another one. Starting to serve better as this match goes on. 15 love. Serves down the tee. Paolini hooks it back on the forehand. Rybakina leaps into a big forehand, hits a backhand to the backhand corner, thinks about coming forward, but doesn't, because she doesn't get enough depth on the ball. Backhand up the line is, well, it looked like it was going to be good, but it caught the tape and sprung back her side. It's 15-all. Paolini doing a great job in some of these rallies and hanging in there off the first big hit from Rybakina and turning it round and turning it to her advantage. 15-all. All games all. Rybakina looking for the angle out wide on the deuce court. Misses. Just waits a moment. Just to visor. Second serve. Short in the box, but kicking enough to make Paolini move backwards. Backhand from Paolini. Backhand from Rybakina again in the net. Same sort of shot. And it's 15-30. She's sort of rehearsed. She's got too close to that ball. Annoyed with herself because she's inviting pressure. Biting trouble. 15-30. Just under 2 hours played in this match. Could do with a big first serve here. Gets it. But Paolini's in the rally. Forehand in the net from Rybakina. Suddenly, Paolini has two break points.
Just like that. Just like that. Just with... just a slightly lower energy, the forehand starting to make mistake, not enough first serve, no aces in that game. I mean, you know that it just that little bit of a change that Paolini is now getting a huge chance. She was able to break here to maybe serve it out.
Big moment in this match. Rybakina serves long. Ball boy catches it one-handed. Leans back against the fence. Rybakina, second serve. Ooh, right onto the service line with the second serve. She's reaching for the ball on the backhand, slightly off balance. Better balance for the forehand, but it goes long. And Jasmine Paolini leads 5-4 with a break, and she will be serving for this match and a place in the semis.
Well, hasn't been in that position yet. It's almost there, but this is a big one right here for the Italian. Huge. Huge effort, the mentality, because it's, you know, after the second set, I think when she had opportunity to maybe get close to that finish line, and all of a sudden, very quickly went to a settle, you would think mentally how affected she was, but none of that. She is just going at it and believing and so positive out there.
And all of a sudden, Rybakina made 4 errors in that game. Looked like she'd got a game together, but... 2 backhands in the net, a forehand in the net, and a forehand long.
Yeah, and the serve just not really potent in this game at all. I mean, from one game where she holds that love with 2 aces, she goes into serving in this one with doing absolutely nothing to bother Paolini.
Well, a great stat just popped up on our screen. Before this match, Rybakina had won 78% of her service games. Here it's 50%.
Yeah.
You know, this is a big difference. And you've got to give a lot of credit to Paolini for the way she's returned, the way she's played, and she has got herself into position where she is serving for the win, for a place in the semi-finals at Roland Garros for the first time. Paolini serves. This is the first serve. Rybakina knows she can break, but can she do it now? Second serve. Really short. Wow. Well, it wasn't short, but it was just slow and actually landed right inside the service box. And the forehand is a little bit tight from Paolini, but she gets let off because Rybakina overhits the forehand.
I mean, and we're not talking about just being slightly out. We're talking about 1.5 meter behind the baseline on that forehand that she just hit. Again, you know, you really have to wonder if, you know, the tightness of a racket is just, I mean, it's not enough for her to control.
15 love. The let on the first serve.
In other words, she needs a tighter racket.
She takes the ball back from the return. Gets ready to go again. Serve to the body of Rybakina, who gets great depth on her backhand this time, and the forehand goes long from Paolini.
Yeah, that was pretty much as long as Rybakina's forehand, but at least she had to be pushed behind the baseline with the attack of Rybakina, much more aggressive. Wow.
Yeah, she was under pressure on that forehand.
Oh,
wasn't,
yeah.
Wasn't trying to hit a winner or anything.
She's
just
under
trying to
pressure,
get it back.
Period.
15-all. Serve to the backhand of Rybakina, who plays it straight down the middle of the court. Paolini just slightly mishitting the forehand. Backhand to backhand they go. Backhand cross court from Paolini has Rybakina on the stretch, and her backhand actually hits the umpire.
Yep, she was so late on that ball that she actually cut and was trying to go down the line, cut it so late that she straight at the chair umpire.
Quick apology from Rybakina, but that's not the important thing. The important thing is it's 30-15. Paolini, she's 2 points from victory. Quickly into position for her serve. Just kicks it to the backhand of Rybakina, goes up the line with a good return. Forehand from Rybakina as Paolini looks to attack on her own forehand. It's fairly short, though, and she has to move back into the court. Forehand cross court for a winner.
I mean, that was very, very little room as far as an angle, because that ball hit by Paolini was down the middle, and you saw Rybakina able to find a really unbelievable angle. I think that ball landed on the line again. Oh, the margin for her is just so little.
Yeah, it was inside in, that forehand. It's 30-all. Still 2 points from victory. Good first serve. Better return from Rybakina, pushing her back. And then the backhand goes to the backhand corner. Paolini's there, though, and she's back in position. And she hooks a forehand down the middle of the court. Goes cross court this time to the Italian. Big forehand from Rybakina, cross court. Forehand, good depth from Paolini. Oh, it's a miss hit from Matt Rybakina. It's gone long. Paolini circles the mark. There's no doubt about it. And it's match point Paolini.
Going to her towel. Get ready to play the biggest point of a career right here, Paolini.
Never been to a Grand Slam semi-final. Never been to a quarter-final before today. Here she stands, match point against Elena Rybakina. Serves down the tee. Forehand return straight to the backhand from Rybakina. She goes after the backhand. It's going to go long! And Jasmine Paolini has done it. She's beaten Elena Rybakina 6-2, 4-6, 6-4, and she's through to the semi-finals of a Grand Slam for the first time.
Absolutely love the reaction of Paolini. And now she's jumping on the court with a fist pump, thanking the crowd. But you know what I love too is she talks a lot about Sara Errani really helping her out as a mentor to her tennis and showing her the way and also giving her the hopes, the belief. And she was right there, Sara Errani, as she's getting an accolade, embracing Marion Bartoli, who is going to run the interview. Absolutely grand what Paolini has been able to do today for Rybakina. Tough day at the office, to say the least. She did try. She was close, considering the way she played. I thought that she did pretty well, pushing it to a third set. But she's out of the tournament now. Rybakina, Paolini in her first semi-final ever.
Nice round of applause for Elena Rybakina. Not her day today, but Jasmina Paolini, well, wow, what a performance. She claps Rybakina off the court. She's already ready to talk to Marion Bartoli.
Yes, we know.
I think we're going to hear from her now.
La gagnante de Wimbledon, Marion Bartoli.
Jasmine, there is matches, there is moment in a life that can change completely your whole career. And today, here you are qualified for your first ever semi-final for Grand Slam at 28 years old.
Thank you. It's an unbelievable feeling. Was a really tough match. I think I had a little bit too emotional in the second set. But then I said to myself, okay, it's good. She's a great champion, so it can happen, you know. And yeah, just fight, try to keep it there, you know, to try to hit every ball. And yeah, it worked. I'm here. I won that one.
You said it, you were up 6-2, 4-3, 40-15. Elena is a great champion, she will find a way to come back. Here you are in that third set, it's very difficult, it's very tight. What do you think was for you the key in those moments to get the win at the end?
I think just to, you know, try to stay there every point, to forget what happened in the second set, because I mean, it can happen, it's tennis, so it's normal. But yeah, I managed to come back and to stay there, to stay focused, even if I get the break two times again, but it's okay. I just, you know, accept that and fight again, yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much for cheering for me.
I'm coming there. Obviously, we're discovering you. It's your first Grand Slam semi-final, but I think everyone here today felt in love for you, for your game, for your smile, for your attitude. I'm sure you want to say something to this incredible atmosphere.
Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup. I mean, it was my first time playing in this beautiful court. It's a pleasure, I think. It's really a privilege, and I'm happy that I got the win in my first match here, because this is one of the best courts, I think, in tennis. Yes, for sure.
Well, Jasmine Paolini, I can tell you now it's not a dream anymore. You're in the semi-final for Roland Garros. Mesdames et messieurs, merci d'applaudir. Jasmine Paolini, qualifiée pour les demi-finales de Roland Garros.
Well, no wonder she's happy.
Well, she has to be happy, but I just also love the fight. And she said that many times in that interview. It's the way that she fought, and the way that she was, you know, mentally just very aware of, you know what? This is what it is. This is tennis, and she's a great champion. The respect that she had for Rybakina across the court, and said, I'm going to fight for every ball, but her tennis is really fun. It's explosive. It's obviously fabulous to see a 5'4" player, you know, being able to beat this giant of Rybakina.
Until this year, she'd never been past the second round at Roland Garros in six. In her five previous visits, now she's into the semi-finals. She's the fourth Italian woman after Francesca Schiavone, Sara Errani, and Martina Trevisan to reach the semis here. And, well, what a day. What a day for Jasmine Paolini, and Italy's great Roland Garros goes on.
Wow, he's got just keeps Sinner on going.
And Paolini's joined him.
It's getting better and better by the minute. Pretty amazing. So Paolini definitely going to enjoy that one. And you know what? Sky's the limits. You know, when somebody said earlier, do you think that Alex de Minaur can make it and win this tournament? Again, if you get to that stage, You obviously have as much chances as every single player who are in that stage. That's what it is about playing and getting to a semifinal of a major, and for that matter, in quarterfinal. But it will be interesting to see the next match with Andreeva and Sabalenka,
well,
for sure.
I was going to say, three of the four semifinalists are now known. Iga Świątek will play Coco Gauff after they won yesterday. And the second one will be between Jasmine Paolini and either the young Russian Mira Andreeva or Arina Sabalenka, the number two seed, who will play in our next quarterfinal coming up very shortly here on Court Philippe Chatrier. Paolini through to the semis. Amazing.
Yeah, my friend, shout out to Christina, my friend in the US, saying she's so excited for the Italian to have won that one, and she should be very excited. She is herself Italian, so yeah, bravo.
It just shows you, you know, she's 28 years old, she's been out there for a long while in her career, and if you keep trying, keep plugging away, keep looking to improve, then your time will come.
A
great lesson for everyone.
It's a fabulous lesson, especially again to see that there's no size in tennis, and you know, it's probably more important, I would say, on the men's side, because the serve is a little bit more of a lot more, I would say, of an impact. But on the women's side, you know, we don't have the possibility with our upper body to create that much pace that guys have, and that's the reason that serves, you know, for the best servers goes around the 200k, I would say, if that. But it's very rare. We had, obviously, with Serena Williams, one of the best, if not the best server, I think, in the world, across all ages and all times. But it's rare. And if you don't have the height, like a Rybakina or Sabalenka, it's hard to really have as much power. But in all, beautiful. Beautiful player, Paolini. Beautiful.
Yeah, and as Marcus Buckland, our colleague, points out on Twitter, it's the first time ever at the same slam that Italy has a man and woman in the semi-finals.
Yeah.
So Italian tennis is absolutely
flourishing
right now. It really is. There are so many men on the men's side, on the ATP side, and there are still plenty of good women out there playing. We saw Elisabetta Ciocaretto earlier in the tournament having a good run, and now we've seen Jasmine Paolini getting through, and it is great to see a new face in the semi-finals.
Yeah, very fun. And she's, you know, a fun person also, because she, you know, she has, you know, a great stamina on the court. She's exciting to watch, and she's fun. She's got a beautiful smile. She's, you know, embracing the crowd. Looks like she's got a good head on her shoulder and good education. So it's always, you know, it's always very good to see new faces like this.
Nice message from Rob saying, hi Simon, Sophie and Stefan, you're all so talented, and it's really a great opportunity to interact with you and the entire team. Congratulations to Paolini. Question: can you estimate how many ball strikes happen during a tennis match? I mean, you can.
Well, it's actually a very good question, and I'm going to tell you why it's a very good question, because we have a count here of how many balls has been hit, or are they counting rallies or balls? I think they're counting rallies, not balls. It's each rally, okay, is counted on the bottom left of the big screen, which is giving a euro towards a BNP Paribas association. And I thought they were at 62,000 not long ago. So that means that there were 62,500 and something points played. It's each point that is counting as a euro.
Okay.
So that right there in itself, I don't know how many matches, but I have absolutely no clue. I would have to like sit down with a pen and paper and start counting and figuring out what the average match is and how many
points there are.
But if you have an answer, go for it. We'd love to hear it, so we don't have to go through through the process.
Where's
Lindsay?
Where's Lindsay when we need her?
Lindsay,
you can have a look at this for us. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to do that while we're still trying to commentate on what's happening. Let's give you a quick update. We're going to be shortly joined, of course, by Sabalenka and Andreeva, which promises to be a fascinating match. We'll be hearing from both those two players before they start. But as the crowd sort of pops off for a little break and comes back, we'll give you an update on what else is going on around the grounds. Desiree Kravchuk and Neil Skupski, former champions here, are 5-1 cruising against Shea Sue and Zielinski. They're 5-1, 40 love up in the first set. Don't underestimate Sue Shea, though. she can easily come back. Laura Siegemund and Eduard Rojavasilan had won their quarterfinal earlier. Now they're back in their semis. They're playing Ekeri and Gonzalez. There's a lot of junior tennis on the scorecards at the moment, plus wheelchairs. So an awful lot, and legends, some of the former players coming back to play this year. So there's a lot to look forward to. But we're going to start building towards the final quarterfinal between Irina Sabalenka and Mira Andreeva. Mira Andreeva, a real revelation here last year, made her first big run at a Grand Slam. A real breath of fresh air, really nice girl to talk to. She's 17 years old, and she is making big waves. She's got Conchita Martinez in her corner. That's someone who knows how to win a Grand Slam and how to coach winners of a Grand Slam. And it'll be fascinating to see how Mira deals with the occasion and deals with the power of Irina Sabalenka today. Sabalenka, of course, well, she'll be favourite for this match, will Sabalenka, but Andreeva has already shown enough to suggest that she can figure a way out to get things done on the big stages. And let's hear from what the young Russian has been saying about her run to the quarterfinals.
How special is this win today?
Of course, it feels great, and it was a very special win for me. It was tough to play against her friends. She's a French player, my good friend, so I'm very happy that I managed to win this match.
If you look back at the whole journey to this first quarterfinal, what are you the most proud of?
I think I'm proud for everything, for all the matches that I won, for all the matches that I've played. And I would say that, for example, the most memorable match would be is the match against Vika when we finished really late. That was really hard for me the first time when I finished as late as we did, and after it was really hard to recover. So yeah, that was a great match, of course. And also today was very tense and nervous, and big court, big stage. There was a lot of crowd, a lot of people. So yeah, I'm just proud of the way I managed to stay calm and keep playing my game.
Irina Sabalenka, for you next. You've obviously had a couple of difficult matches against her already. What have you learned from those that'll feed into your approach in 2 days' time? And you're obviously a very tactical player. Will you change anything tactically next time you face her?
Well, I will not say my tactics right now. I don't know. She probably not watch it, or her coaches will not watch my press conference, but just in case. Yeah, well, of course, we will add a few adjustments. We will change something, because the way I played last two times didn't work. So, of course, me, I don't have anything in my head. So I hope my coach will help me with it. But yeah, because me, I'm a player that who goes on court, and I'm just playing, and I see how things are, and then I can adjust a little bit during my match. But here I feel she's really experienced. She's a player of a bit another level, so I have to be prepared from the beginning, and I hope my coach will help me with that, and well, we'll see how it goes.
Radio Roland Garros.
Radio Roland Garros. Quiet, please. Players are ready.
And I'm happy to say they are. I can see the mixed doubles finalists in the tunnel waiting to be brought out onto Philippe Chatrier. It is day 12. It is Thursday. I keep thinking it's Friday, but it's Thursday. It's women's semi-finals day. But we start with our first final of 2024 here at Roland Garros. The sun is shining, the roof is open, the crowds are in, the introductions are going to be made. Really, really looking forward to getting this day off to a great start with this final. The crowd are being warmed up by Marc Murray, and very shortly the players will make their way up the tunnel. So from 3 o'clock we've got Coco Gauff against Iga Świątek, and that is followed by this surprising semi-final of Jasmine Paolini against Mira Ondrejva. Tomorrow you've got the men's semis. We believe it's Jannik Sinner, Carlos Alcaraz in the day from 2:30. We'll cover all the action on Philippe Chatrier for you. But the music is telling us that very shortly the players will be given the little sign that they can pick up their bags and they can make